Pines brushed up a gunmetal sky. Bat wings blowing weak in the cold wind. Heron's nest empty, mud dark, reeds slick with rainwater. Lake dimpled in the purple stormlight. A circle of drunk Buddhas laugh toothless, slap plastic drums and blow beer bottles and yell unintelligible joys in the rain. A dog shakes and shakes and shakes with the dangerous regularity of a watch tick. A woman in a nylon shroud nods to no one as she walks by. Later, when summer has fleshed the treetops, I will relearn to ignore the epic miscalculations of words. Now, at the swirling apex of languagelessness, I can't imagine a delusion so complete. Day glow saplings and bee swarms like sentient plumes of gold dust radiate hypersaturated, and all at once the joke is awful and hilarious. The insane god, fever-addled at six peaks, swaddled by the gritted certainties of the city, speaking with pained accent the dead chemical dialects of the woods. And just when I think the tickling swell will kill me and sweep me away, in an unnamed momentum, the invisible lid of a great eye opens. Vomited pomegranate seeds, bright red flesh, stripped and carted away in ant bellies to be thrown and fed mimetic to dutiful queens and knitting larvae. A wet turtle sits on a wet log. No special bird chirps. The euphoric boredom of nausea endured. A buzzing plane flies beneath the cloud cover, and I am tempted to say it is a sign, but for now, at least, I stay puzzled. Infinite displacement, tuned to the lake's kinetic tally, I curl a finger, and everything curls.